All right. Hello, everyone. Welcome to an early edition of the Gambit Podcast. I am Solo Base 15 here with my good friend, the Nuggets fan, Zareth, and we are here to pregame the Nuggets game. How's it going, Zareth?
Yeah, let's do an over under like in my streams only with no I don't I'm not Vegas. There's already an over under, but I am excited. Nuggets, hope let's see them get a two-peat or whatever, a repeat,
Yeah.
some kind of peat, not Amanda Peet.
About a jar, Pete? It's hilarious that today, so we never get news on Mondays. It's, a
I
blessing and
know.
a curse. And then the one day where you're like, yeah, can we do this a little differently this week? We had the round table, we already talked a lot. It's like, yeah, no problem. And then a kid drops.
Yep, I know. It's one of the rare times that we get to break the news. Like for the most part, people are like, "Man, you guys got to change your podcast to a different t day." And we're like, "No, it's perfect actually. We get a whole week usually, or at least most of a week to kind of just, figure out what we really think about this and not have to hot take things." So, but yeah, we Jar Jar's here. His kit is about as ridiculous as I thought, I anticipated.
Yeah.
What do you think? How do you like it?
What? Man, you know what I think about this is everybody that makes like counter videos or counter plans, whether with him on offense or him on defense, is just not going to be able to do anything. It's going to be like a giant flow chart of if this happens, then you do this. If that happens, then you do that. Like, there's just so much RNG in this kid. If you thought that the MILF assisting was RNG, just wait until you attack something with Jar Jar.
Oh no, he's a mess, dude. And I mean, I've said it a few times before. Like, what? But before they introduced the kid, before they said anything about it, like I was like, I've been saying, like, yeah, he's probably just going to have a lot of random elements because he doesn't actually anything. Anytime he intentionally does anything, it's mostly just like whine about something or like eat something he shouldn't. Like
Right.
he doesn't do anything well on purpose. You know,
Right.
like that's one of the things I don't like about it. I'm just like, what would that be like to live your life without being good at anything?
Right.
Like,
Well,
yeah, I don't know.
you end a Galactic Republic. That's what it's like.
Yeah, you get manipulated into finishing off the Republic. Though I mean I will say, yeah, it was his fault and he absolutely deserves some of that blame in the lore. I also think Sidious would have found a different way to get to where he was going if it wasn't for
I'm sure.
you know
Yeah.
he's a crafty fellow.
I can imagine he would have. Just Jar Jar is our scapegoat. Actually,
Yes.
he's not even technically a scapegoat. He is the wrongdoer. Just an idiot.
Yeah, it's like okay. They made him a representative of their plan. Like
Right.
who would vote for him willingly? Like just because I have some relatives that I'm like, "Man, I really like that guy. He is so cool." And if people were like, "Would you vote for him, vote him into public office?" I'd be like, "Hell no. There's no way. There's just no way that would be a good idea." Like you're like you have some say over the well-being of all beings in the galaxy like that guy does. Like, no thank you. I'd rather roll a dice.
I mean, that's technically what he does, so that's what this kit
Yeah.
does. It rolls a bunch of dice.
Dude, how tilted are you gonna be when he just auto kills something of yours the first
Oh my
like
God.
because
No,
that's gonna
you know
happen.
what's going to
That's gonna
happen?
happen once or twice.
I'm going to fight him two times in a row, and he's going to do it two battles in a row, even though it's a 0.1% chance. And you just know, like, tilt isn't even the word.
I mean, it'll just be so dumb, or you'll use them on offense, and you'll be like, well, that was stupid. Like, I thought that was gonna be a tough fight, you
Right.
know? Yeah, he's just gonna smite someone, and I figured something like that was gonna happen. It was just, the movies. That's all he does is just bumble around, and he kills a droidica, and he kills like tanks and all kinds of stupid things. It's
Right.
this is what I expected. I can't help but be a little annoyed anyways. Just like when I watch the movie, I know what to expect. I just won't be able to help being a little annoyed.
Yeah, I will say on this kit, the animators knocked it out of the park. His actual abilities just make me laugh, especially his basic. Until we have to face it in actual GAC and the basic takes forever and all we're doing is cursing. It makes me laugh all the same.
No, his animations are really good, actually. Like he's like tripping on the stupid
The crossbow.
Ewan and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it matches him pretty well. That for all things considered, like what I don't we'll see how the kit actually works, how it all plays out. It looks like the Gungans are gonna be pretty strong, frankly. And he is like they it looks like they made him what he kind of they represented him well, I guess. That's all.
Yeah, I think they did really well with the kit design. It's just going to be really damn annoying. So I guess it works both ways for him.
This is the ultimate kit where of like people excuse making of people like like we'll do that sometimes. Like, okay, all I need to do to win this whole fight, to get a perfect score, to have an easy match, I have to get this one debuff on someone. And then they
Right.
resist it. They have 15% chance to resist it. And we'll be like, oh, I just got 15%ed.
Right.
Like that happens. That,
Yep.
and it's like, ugh, like you could express frustration if that, I tend to think like if you're just banking on, just that to win a whole match, like a 15% chance that you just get completely effed. I'm like, well, maybe that's not the most solid game plan, but at the end of the day, like, it is frustrating. This is the ultimate that kind of excuse per like if someone likes to make those excuses, if people, kind of embrace that, as a streamer or whatever. They're like, no, look, I had a 30% chance for this, and then this thing was a 60%, and then, and it all adds up to be like this impossible number, but it still happened to me. Like that, this is like the
Yeah.
perfect kit for that. They'll just explain it gruffly, and half of the numbers will be like, well, there wasn't a separatist there, so you were wrong about that, and blah, blah, blah. I don't know. It's just. There's just too much. It is a lot of words.
is.
He has 1,000% evasion.
Yeah, how absurd is that? I mean, I get what they're doing. How absurd is that?
It's absolutely absurd. There are ways to get around it, but yeah, it's crazy, man. He just
Yeah.
did death marks himself. Like what a, I honestly I can't wait to see how it's used in GAC. Like what it looks like, what madness is transpiring. But
Right. Oh yeah, no, madness is like the definition.
I always wondered in episode one, like of all the decisions Qui-Gon made, I feel like he was a little bit reckless, and like he's just like, sure, let's like gamble the life of a child in this death race.
Right.
And in the meantime, if that goes poorly, then we're just stranded on Tatooine for a long time, because I've also gambled all of our wealth that we have. And like he makes all these crazy decisions, really. You know, and he was guided by the Force and whatever. And it was in the script for him to win, so obviously it was safe.
Spot armor is the best armor.
But of all of his decisions, the one that makes the least logical sense to me is, why did he take Jar Jar with him in the first place? Why didn't he just leave him in the ship?
That is a very good question.
Like, what did he hope Jar Jar would bring to the, you know, what value would he have? He's like, oh, like, if there's some poop to step in, like, you're our guy. Yeah, anyways, not that we need to talk about lore anymore. I just there's so much nonsense that goes on with Jar Jar. But yeah, it's looking, the one thing that surprised me, it doesn't look like there's anything that stops you from hitting under protection.
No, there is.
Oh, is that okay? Maybe I missed it.
Yeah, it can't be reduced. Hold on.
I read it fairly hastily, to be fair.
Yeah, that is like the only thing I remember.
I was kind of looking for it. So if it's there, then I'm.
Yeah, if there's an active ally shield generator, Gungan allies can't drop below 100% health while they have protection.
Oh,
it can't
okay.
Be instantly defeated.
Boom. Okay. Yeah, I did miss that. Oh, okay. Wow. Okay. Well, we've been predicting that forever. I feel like an idiot in the moment, but I'm really glad. Like, I was like, they have to have that, or that's just going to be a whole mess. Okay, good.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's
gosh,
um.
They're going to be obnoxious then.
Yes. Yes,
oh,
they are.
I just missed that whole line. So you can't even like nihilist them, or like they're just you can't use Jabba on him.
Right. Yep.
Oof. Yeah, that's gonna be tough to kill, man. They're gonna be thick. Jeez, yeah, that's gonna be a wow. I'm very interested to see how this all transpires, actually.
So you'll be watching the career, huh?
With great interest. No, I mean, I mean, I've thought that for a while, like the way things were going with the shield generator. Like initially I was like, man, shield generator is going to be really easy to just snipe out.
Right.
You know, or we're going to be able to snipe out their health without the protection. Or at least we're going to be able to, you know, like there's a lot of different paths to victory, but if you just have to chew through all of that protection that's just constantly being regenerated and remade, like I'm not saying they're going to be easy, like impossible to beat, but like this is a legitimate threat because you have to just do mass damage at this point.
And
A lot of the kits we have, like they can do a lot of damage, but I don't know. I don't know if it's going to be enough. I'm very curious to see how this all transpires, how it all rolls out.
Yeah, I mean, I'm. What we talked about a little bit, JML should be a good one, right?
Yeah, I mean, probably. Yeah.
Yeah.
I won't lie. I was a little bit looking forward to Ben just one-shotting the whole team a couple times.
That would be, yeah, I agree.
It would just be amusing to me. Load them with health or no? I don't know what the percentages are. I'd have to look at the math. I really don't know. I haven't paid any attention.
Yeah, I think it is health because there's a bunch of like plus 75% healths and stuff like that around. So I think it is health over protection. But again, like you, I haven't actually done the math.
Yeah, well, like there's stuff where like if you get bonus protection, or you know, if you get bonus protection, or you get protection up. It's all based on your health, but they have such a low health pool when that happens.
Yeah.
Like it's not that's not going to be that effective, at least.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, so we'll see. I guess I also didn't look at what the their each individual character's base health and protection is, so
Right.
it's gonna play a role.
Well, and that's what my thought is if they have a really high base protection, then you probably just want to max that out, frankly.
Right.
If they have a ton, if they have a ton of health, then yeah, boosting that health and it turns into protection, it's not too bad.
Yeah.
So yeah, it looks impactful. Who knows what he's gonna beat long term? He's got GAC, Omicrons. What are so he's being released on May 4th, basically, that weekend.
Yep.
You and I were both right and wrong about different things.
Indeed.
I was right about like when they were gonna release him, that window, and you were right that it's not going to be permanent journey guide, which honestly, I feel so surprised by that. Unless they do a release, like if they do it every month, the way they're doing with Bo-Katan, I mean, that's essentially the same thing, like pretty similar. But I don't know how you could have a raid team, a team that absolutely is like you have to have that team for the raid. I don't know how you have that, and you just have random release dates, like.
Well,
Madness.
you're only gonna have to have it, we assume, for Xbox. Like, it's
Sure.
gonna impact what, 10 guilds, 15 guilds?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I would be interested to know what the number is. Like Leia, I guess, had a little more urgency because she was a galactic legend anyways.
Right.
But I just that was one of the nice things about Leia. It's like, well, like she's just available whenever you want to work on her. Like once you get her stuff done, her requirements done, like there she is, and then you immediately turn around and use her in the raid.
Yeah. Yeah. But they like the reason I kept saying this is like look at Zepho, right? They didn't give a crap if you got into Zepho.
Right. I mean, yeah, they didn't. All right, we got a raid from Bones 88. Thanks for that raid, man.
Good to see you, Bones. Thanks. Thanks for the
Appreciate you.
raid. Howdy, all raiders. Yeah, no, I just there was no way. There was no way that they were gonna give us. 'Cause they need to make money. Like they need to make money and they need to set it up so that you're headed into the fleet and then headed into the GL and headed into the it's probably gonna go fleet raid GL. They need to make their money. So it is what it is. So let me ask you this. Are you going to get him this time?
I'm not totally sure. I don't think I'm really that close, frankly. So my guess is not.
Yeah,
I mean, I bought the gamble packs and all of that. I'll farm the characters as quick as I can. I think it's gonna cost too much. I don't know if I've already spent enough on them, frankly. I mean,
Right.
it was crystals, but at the same time, like that, I was spending those on instead of I was spending them on gun guns instead of on other things. I don't think I am. They're not even all available in shipments yet.
Right. Right. That's the absurd part. Yeah, I'm not getting them. And you know what makes me angry? So for the last one that came out, I actually set it up so that I bought more of this crap for the last one. So he's actually my furthest along and kind of by far. And it just doesn't matter.
Yeah, I mean, At least it'll be just like an afterthought to farm him up. You'll be like, oh, all right, we'll
Right.
knock you out real quick. But
Yeah.
you're right. I did that too. He might mine is the shield guy. He's
Yep.
the he's a 6 stars for me. And he's okay, cool. What you gonna do? Like I have 2 of them at 4 stars. Boss Nass is at 5 for some reason. I think I just got overhyped about the new squads and stuff. And then yeah, I have the shield guy at 6 stars.
Right. Yeah,
Yeah,
I have
just can't win.
my shield guy is at 75 out of 85. So I mean, he's basically at 6 stars. And then everybody else is at 47 out of 65.
Okay.
So I'll get Jar Jar the second time around. That's which is really, really disappointing. So this is like the first legendary I'm truly missing. Like Bo-Katan, Starkiller, I got all of them, like a month later, but they all are semi-regular, so I missed them, but for like a short time. I never even missed Bo when she got her crown. Like she got her crown and I had Bo. Jar Jar. My first legendary I'm actually missing out on. And it's because they made it impossible. This is what frustrates me, is they made it impossible, but for spending money. Like if you wanted to spend $500, that's what Jar Jar is costing you. It's like what? People were saying like $150 per character with the way that the new release works. But that's still $600 to get Jar Jar on time. Or if you farm him through shipments, it comes to like 400. That is way too rich for my blood.
Yeah, I'm definitely. There's no. I can't do it, man. I mean, we're entering an age. I mean that's what what's her name? What like that Bo-Katan was too. She was also, if you didn't spend money, you couldn't get her the first time.
Right, but that so that's but that's how like that's how the December ones are. Like every December one released before they were fully farmable. This is the first time a non-December character is released that way.
Yeah, I am also disappointed. I'm not trying to preach at you or anything here. I guess I also there's a little part of me, honestly, that everyone's expressing this vast disappointment and frustration, and I get it. I feel similarly, and yet I'm like, CG is gonna CG, man. Like they're just gonna do something that's disappointing. This isn't even me ranting about anyone individually CG. They just it's like this could have been so cool, but oh, it's not. Like for some reason, like what are you doing with GAC? Well, we're certainly not changing maps anymore, even though we have that functionality. Like we're not doing anything for it. What about it? Like
Right.
there's so much potential, and it just feels like they never quite cross. Like sometimes they do, sometimes they get there. Sometimes I'm like, oh, like the Starkiller release was very satisfying. There's a few different times that I'm like, that was like perfectly done. But like, I just, how dare you CG be CG like you always are? How dare you? It's like we know we've been playing this game for 8 years.
Right.
This was never going to be that comfortable. They're going to try to gouge us somehow. And I don't know, that kind of got me closer to just wailing out at the end, because I spent those gamble packs, and I'm closer right now than I would have been to any other legendary released this way.
Sure, but at the same time, they got me to spend more on the front end, but they're getting me to spend less overall.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the truth for me too. I don't, at the end of the day, I'll have spent maybe a little bit here and there, just to, depending on what where I got my crystals from to buy those gamble packs. But
Right.
like a lot of those gamble packs were bought during my free to play month, where I just by definition didn't. I just hoarded my crystals and spent it
Right.
all. So, I would like to get this character too. The squad actually looks really fun. Jar Jar is Jar Jar, and he'll always be a little more frustrating than other characters, perhaps. But he looks really good as well. The whole squad looks cool, and I'll just be content with getting him the second pass.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and I don't. I guess the thing for me, the biggest thing is, okay, so if they had done this a little closer to the start of the raid, maybe they could have enticed me a little more. I don't know, not to give them good ideas or whatever, but I also just I don't feel the urgency on the raid yet either. Yes, I need him for the raid. I can wait a month into the raid. Like he'll be released, what, early May? And so if they followed the normal cadence, which they haven't done forever, so I don't know why I'm even saying this, but if they follow the 3 month release cadence, which you would think they would try for a character this important to their central content piece right now, like their raids are, they're pushing their raids so hard right now. You would think that they'd be a little more consistent if they do 3 months every 3 months. So it'll be start of May that he's released, then 3 months later will be June, July, August, so start of August, and that's about when the raid is going to start anyways. So I would think we'd be in time for the raid. Meanwhile, I'll just fall out of the top 100 or 200 or whatever while everyone has unkillable Jar Jar teams and I don't. So
Right. I mean, our guild isn't going to get the top box in the first get go anyway. I think it took us 2 months to get the Endor, like 6, 7 weeks. So even if Jar Jar doesn't come back for 4 months, I mean, that still puts us in the same time frame. I'll just get the other raid teams geared up.
Well, yeah, I mean, we'll still be missing pieces anyways with the two Jedi characters that are going to be like,
Right.
what the hell are we gonna do with Padme or Queen Amidala for like the months that we have her that we can't farm her buddies?
Well, well him up, Xerath. Well him up.
Yeah, that sounds good. We'll do that.
You know what you're gonna do? You're gonna use her in a regular Padme squad because you can't use her with JMK. So.
No.
No, she doesn't get the handmaiden if there's a galactic legend in the lead.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's fun, I guess.
Yeah, so I mean
I'm overwhelmed by the fun of that.
yeah.
Right. Yeah, but I think that that's the most stilted thing, honestly. It's like, well, okay, so see, this is like the first time they're releasing a conquest character that I'm like, I can't use it right away.
Right.
You know, like Dark Trooper Moff Gideon, a lot of people unlocked him and they were like, oh, I don't have my remnant built up, and that's fine. That's understandable. I have the luxury on my main account to have that, and even my smaller account got there pretty quick, but. My middle account, but like my smallest account just has him unlocked at level one. And I don't even have that full squad like seven starred, much less any gear, you know? So, but yeah, like they've released characters that a lot of people are like, I can't use them right now. But they could have if they were interested in doing it. That this Queen Amidala one is going to be like, well, unless I spend a lot of money. She is literally just not going to have her best characters with her. Like, I can't use my. We're going to have a Datacron that's going to be so weird with her. Like, oh, that's cool. Like, she's just like a guest on in a Padme squad, I guess, like you say. That's just weird. It's fine. I'll be fine. situation normal.
No, it is a very weird situation though. I don't know. They're clearly trying stuff, right?
You know, she's a support for Galactic Republic. She'll be fine on it. We'll just do a Gidme team. We're good.
Right. That's what it is. You'll have Gitme for 2 months. I mean, if
There are worse
they,
things.
because let's see, we get her in what, 5-ish weeks, like basically 5 weeks from today, we get her. They're gonna have to release one of her. They don't have to do anything, but. Like, unless they release them both at the same time, it's going to be 2 weeks. Like, even if they release one today or this week, it'll still be 2 weeks before they release the next one, which means we'll have Quad May for 2 weeks before he even hits shipment. CG, so I get they're making money. They might make more money doing it this way. They very well might have. Good for them if they did. But man, it's just so demotivating. Like to me, as a spender, it's demotivating of, well, it's too expensive for me, so there's no, and I don't need gear, I don't need Kairos, I don't need Zetas. Like, okay, you priced me out, so now you're just losing my money completely. Somebody else might be coming on the back end spending more, so maybe it cancels me out. But as for me, it's just like, oh, well, what the hell am I doing then? I don't know.
Yeah, no, I'm right there with you, Solo. Like you and I have we've done our share of soft whaling or whatever you want to call it, like just buying from shipments when they come out. And you know, that's fine. It's fun to be able to get the characters kind of soon, but like we can't even do that with Jar Jar. Like that's not even an option to unlock him. And with the Queen Amidala team, you know, that she'll be out. She'll be out before the first one is even in shipments. So, yeah, like maybe I'll buy in shipments, but I'm certainly like, there's not much incentive to just rush and hurry up and, you know, like start working on those like characters right away immediately because, you know, they'll release one and then 2 weeks later, the next one will hopefully be farmable and, you know, or in shipments. And I don't know. It's just this like really long, weird delay. You know, my smallest account who, you know, we do the lazy route with Conquest, just get crate 5, even though I could get the sixth crate, probably even red if I wanted to this time. But you know, I'm far too lazy for that. And I'm not even gonna miss it though. Like I'll unlock her in 6 months and I'll be like, oh, cool, these guys are farmable finally at the same time. Like there's not even incentive to get a red crate right now. Kind of.
I mean, yeah, no, that's true. Somebody actually said that in one of my other chats. I think it was in my alt guild. They basically just said, why should I rush Red Crate? I can't use Quad May for, 4 months.
I mean, that's and that's true. It's so true. Like there are certain characters you want to unlock right away because their impact is going to be immediate and potent. And this is just not one of them. It's just, what am I gonna do? What am I gonna do with these, you know, like you say, probably just throw her on a Padme squad, or if that's too weird and mixing up the different teams and stuff, just do, I mean, she might just ride the pine. I don't care. Like, there's a ton of characters I have that are Relic 8 or whatever that just sit there on my roster. They don't get to do anything in GAC unless I'm truly desperate.
So I mean, whatever. And I understand that like the new marquee system is actually cheaper for whales, right? It's When you use the soft whale, it'd be like 140. Now the new marquee system is like 160 to get the characters. Like, I get that. It's actually cheaper for some people. But it's also not COVID anymore, and I'm not going to spend that money on this. That's what it comes down to, right? Like, when I was spending my most, I wasn't spending $70 a week on gas and going out to dinner twice a week or twice or three times a month. And like, I actually want to do things with my money now. So whatever, it's is what it is.
Oh, it's fine. And I mean, it's unappealing to you and maybe to me as well. And in chat, Herf is like, yeah, I'm definitely just eating out of their hand now. You know, he's like saying he's just spending all his money on it because this new way appeals to him more. Maybe that's I feel like a lot of times we're like, man, this doesn't make any sense. The CG's not going to make any money off of this. And, this is a point I touch on a lot, but I was just feel like, when you're playing some kind of a strategy game and your opponent's playing weird, you're like, man, I know you're a good player. Why are you doing this? This doesn't make any sense. And then later, in hindsight, you realize like, oh, you had a totally different objective than what I was focused on. Like I was playing for one objective, and that wasn't the main objective. Like that, I was, I feel like that happens a lot with CG. I'm like, that seems really counterintuitive to what I would understand. You like how are you making money off of this? And then eventually they are making still so much money on this game. And it all makes sense on some levels. And to me, I'm like, well, I'll spend less, and I guess that's good for me. Like the rest of the community spending more though, so whatever.
I mean, last I checked, we're in line for like 1700 unlocks. And then that number always jumps up with packs. So, I mean, they'll probably get like 2500 unlocks. That would be roughly my guess, 2500 to 3000, which is kind of where they want to be. So,
If they give a good pack that's not just a really gambly one, if they give one that's like you can buy a few different times of instances of like 50 shards of each gun or something, but I may spring for that, and those numbers will jump way up if they give a good pack like that.
sure. If my unlocked number goes from 350 to 150, I will gladly do it. But
Yeah,
as of right
absolutely.
now, 350 is way more than I want to spend.
And honestly, if you're, so I guess there's like a couple different angles here. So first off, like you and I would be gearing it because it's the meta. Like this team is going to be, it'll be good for the raid and everything, but the raid can wait a little bit. A lot of it's like, okay, GAC, maybe territory wars, depending on how they fit in there. Like there's gonna be some really good things about this squad, and it like had not having the new awesome squad, it kind of hurts and stuff. And so it'd be nice to get this squad. If you're just going for raid functionality, you're like, man, I got other teams to work on. I still have other Galactic Legends to get. I still have all these other teams to unlock and do. Like Gungans, this is such an easy off the hook moment of like, all right, you can just slowly farm these characters as they become available without any huge rush.
Oh well. I mean, and I don't want it to seem like I'm complaining, especially since I'm sort of complaining about me not wanting to spend money, and the point of this game for CG is for people to spend money. It's just I don't like how they changed it. Like, I was comfortable with how I was spending money before. I don't like the new way of spending money. And so here's the perfect reason why, because the way that they want you to spend money now is they want you to spend it up front. And as it used to be, you were spending money on the back end. And the reason I like spending money on the back end is because you know whether or not you need to spend the money. Like, when Boss Nass came out, You just, in this system, you had to buy them up front. And if they said, oh, Jar Jar's not coming until June, like you would have felt awful that you bought him up front because he really has not much, he doesn't have much of a use until Jar Jar comes out and you would have been able to farm him a little bit. And so that's what makes me angry is that this one, everything looks great. And you're like, yeah, I was able to get Jar Jar, blah, blah, blah. The next one, if he doesn't come out for 2 more months, you kind of wasted that money. That's they're setting it up so that you have to speculatively buy, and I don't like that. That's what I don't like.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's tough to trust him on some of this money stuff, because like when people for like Grand Inquisitor was the one that always just sticks in my mind of when he was released, they people were like, oh my gosh, he's coming soon, I'm gonna like rush and get these characters, and it was just such a slow, like just very very relaxed release date and everything. Like
Yeah, like
we ended up spending a ton of money that we didn't have to, and then a ton of other people that I know, like for the second time he was
right.
released, they waited 6 months before he had his second event,
Right.
and everyone who wanted to could just farm him for free, and a ton of people were like, well, why did I spend money on shipments? Like, this isn't a good squad without Grand Inquisitor,
Right.
and like you didn't get any bang for your buck at all. And because it was speculative, it was like, well, we don't know when he's coming out, but we think it's soon, so let's spend some money to hurry up and get him so that we're not screwed at the end. And that
Right.
ended up just bending a ton of people over.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
It's things like that. I'm like, I just don't trust him as much, and I don't feel the sense of urgency that I would have earlier, I guess, to playing this game. But anyways, we're kind of running out of time a little bit. Are you gonna have STAP ready? I got antsy. I really wanted to make sure I got STAP, and so I have him relocate now.
So not for this week, even if I had him, I cannot roll this stupid Kron. If I rolled the Kron, I would probably, that's where I would spend my money and I would have him available for this week. But I am now 30 rerolls deep into trying to get the right level 6 and level 9 combination, and I can't get it. So why spend money to unlock a character that I'm not gonna have the proper tools for? That could very well change in about 4 minutes when my daily reset hits and I farm more reroll materials. But yeah, no, I will definitely have him up and going for next week. I'm not going to do this week unless I can get the Kron tonight.
Yeah, definitely fair. I'm really excited for him. He just looks spectacularly ridiculous. I don't know. Like, just like reading the full text on the Omicron and the Omicron and the
Allie.
Datacron combined.
Yeah.
It just looks absurd. And I did roll a good, it's not like perfect, amazing, whatever, but it is like 67% extra health. It's not a bad
Yeah.
roll. And then the other roll is 70% health steal. And those are the only two stats I have on the Kron. And then I do have the one that you were struggling to roll, the target lock one. I have that. Like I have all the good
Yeah.
things that, so I think he's gonna do some crazy stuff.
Oh yeah,
It's like,
he beats every single GL. Every single GL. Maybe not if you have R5 on some of the droids, but he beats every single GL on offense. Like he's the definition of please don't just stick him on defense.
yeah, I don't know how ambitious I'm gonna be initially. We'll just have to see. I mean, my first week is always a science week, and I'm actually one thing I'll point out. I'll probably my first week I'll only be streaming once, maybe twice. But I'll be out of town for most of the weekend. So Friday for sure I'm not going to be streaming. And then
Yeah.
Sunday just depends on when I get back and how I'm feeling. It'll be a pretty, I'm going for my uncle's funeral. It'll be a pretty emotional weekend. So who knows, but. Just so people who are listening are aware, but that being said, lots of opportunity for science with STAP. I'm pretty interested to see how that all shakes out.
Oh yeah, he's going to be a ton of fun if I can get this data prime. You know what's going to happen? What's really going to happen is we're going to hit GAC lock, and then I'm going to roll it on the first reroll after GAC lock. Like, I can almost guarantee you that's exactly what's going to happen.
Well, I mean, I'm usually rooting for you to be right, but that sounds a little bit painful mentally,
Yes,
so
it does. But I guess it's better that that happens than I just never roll it and I go the next 2 months, 3 months without one.
it's true. So are you gonna put the Omicron on him?
Not if I get the cron, the data cron, no, I'm not, because you don't need it.
Okay.
Well, you might need it, who knows? But it's killing all the GLs in arena without it, so probably not.
I tried it against a Jedi Master Luke team and I got absolutely destroyed. Like, I got 0 turns.
Interesting. I don't know the ins and outs. I've just seen the screenshots of the people testing, and because I can't.
Fair enough. Yeah, I tried it against Jedi Master Luke. I was like, this isn't a very good team. Honestly, like it's not, there's a couple of good Jedi, but this isn't even like a maxed out Jedi Master Luke team. And I went in and I got 0 turns. Just I did get 1 turn. Stapp just sat there alone. The whole rest of the team, including Grievous, was dead. Everyone was gone. And Stapp got his first turn. I was like, that was cool. Thanks. Thanks,
Hey, at least
guys.
you got a turn.
He did. Hey, but in GAC, it'll be different because with the Omicron, at least he gets a bonus turn at the start and then a bonus turn every time your opponent takes a turn,
Right.
or the first time each of them
Holy
takes a
crap.
turn.
So all this talk, and guess what I just rerolled?
Oh, you got it, huh?
It took. I'm not gonna. We're not gonna talk about how much it took to get this stupid cron.
Well,
But
congratulations.
I now have it, so we have that. So yeah, wine to win strikes again.
Dude, it works for me so well. I'm like, I cannot roll this ever. I'm not rolling this ever. And it's true. It's like I can't do it. Like, it's literally, I've legitimately tried. And then I come on
Right.
here and I'm like, this is impossible. I cannot get the right art. And I'm not even like trying. Like, I'm not trying to get, quote unquote, game the system. I don't actually think it really works on some levels, but the results are completely different than what my beliefs are, because every time I'm like, I can't roll. Oh, I just rolled it a bunch of times. That was crazy. How did that even work?
Yeah,
I
it's,
like.
you know what? I just need to complain. So thank you all for being my therapy session and for my good luck charm. It is appreciated.
That's probably why we complain about not having a new like a revamped GAC or Territory Wars, right? Because
Well,
we're just
yeah.
hoping the universe will correct that. Like, oh my
We
gosh, we got lucky somehow and it's got redone
need to
magically.
complain louder, people.
Yeah, well, cool. So I'll be expecting news of your victories with or
Yes.
without Omicrons soon with the STAP.
Yeah, now I just need to find mods.
Yeah, I put a little offense on him. Now I hear that the strategy is to put health on him instead so he doesn't die right away.
Yeah, health and as much speed as you can imagine.
I don't know how speed helps, honestly, if you have the Omicron at least.
Well, because it's for when you don't have the Omicron.
Okay, well, I have it. I have it, so I don't care.
Yeah, all right. Hey, now I actually feel so much better. I really thought I was going to go this entire week And the problem is with 80s is with the shard shop currency, you basically only get one reroll per day. And I honestly thought I was going to go the entire week doing one reroll a day and just not getting it. Oh, all right. Yeah, we get to be happy now.
Congratulations on the your license to joy. That's good.
It. Yes. Oh. And that means starting what next week or starting tomorrow, I can actually do the final like 10 feats I need to do to get red box.
Nice. Yeah,
Yeah.
I got that a couple days ago. It was this is a supremely easy conquest because we don't have a
Yes.
million billion of the kill or win 40
Right.
thing. But this stupid crap, like it's nice. It's smooth, it's easy. Like the one of the final ones that I do actually is the Galactic Republic one. I'm like the and th that's easy because there's multiple Galactic Republic teams, so you can just power game that.
Right.
There's like four teams you can just run through with and get wins with. So yeah, it's this is such an easy conquest. That would be the reason to Red Crate. Honestly, it's like it's not that much effort compared to everything else.
No. Yeah, no, all I have left is I have a couple of the Sector 2 feats that I need to get done just because I don't do Sector 2 feats until after GAC lock because they do absolutely nothing for me.
Yeah, Sector 2. I think I got through Sector 2 without having to. That's the goal. I think I was able to get all the way through Sector 2 and got all of the feats by the end.
That's what I did last time. This time I just missed out on that. I need to do like two more battles and I'll finish two feats in the span of two battles. I just didn't get it, as I went through this time.
Yeah, for me it's kind of like hoarding. I just if there's just two battles to go or something like that, if I could just knock it out, even though I know I should be spending on rerolls or whatever, on farming mats, whatever it is for Datacrons, I'm like, I'll just knock it out and get Red Crate so I don't
Yeah.
have that looming over my over me.
Yeah.
But okay, so real quick then, what are you most looking forward to in this this upcoming season?
Using Finn Haldo on offense.
Okay.
Because EP Starkiller or Night Sisters are going to just beat it way too easy on defense. On offense, the AI is stupid, and you're going to be able to use it to beat a lot.
Yeah, I'm very curious to see results on that. I'm probably going to start with them on defense. So, we'll see. Like Night Sisters probably do just destroy them. I'm hoping I'm a little bit hoping not, and I'm a little hoping so because I don't have to deal with that squad without, I'd like to use it, deal with it cheaply, but
Well, it's funny because in TW, Night Sisters can win, or do win, I should say. But so in GAC, you're adding the Zori Omicron, but then you're also adding the Marin Omicron. So do the two just balance each other out? Only one way to find out.
yeah, I'm so curious about how this season goes. I feel like as we continue that, like I do feel like we're slowly like the Datacron, and maybe it's just because of the way that's been the last, I don't know, 3 or 4 seasons. I feel like every Datacron set, it has me more and more reliant on using those Datacrons specifically to counter things. And it feels like it's less and less predictable as we move into GAC season. So
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know, guys. This is what I think I'm gonna do. Like, this is my best guess, and it typically isn't like the worst guess, at least. Like, usually it has some good functionality to some degree, and it certainly is going to be annoying for people to deal with, because I tend to put a pretty heavy defense down, but I just don't know. Like, is because if people are just killing the Finn Zori team with Night Sisters, and I wouldn't use Night Sisters anywhere else, so Night Sisters would be on the bench, or they would kill one of my 11 teams, probably not worth placing it.
Yeah.
That's the big question mark is, can I avoid some of those really value kills for people? And there's a lot of really talented people where I tend to be placed, so they'll get value kills anyways. Just like I get value kills. So,
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
it happens.
Yep.
We all play our different brand of efficiency. Within the context of slugfests, I like to think I'm pretty efficient.
Just ignore those three intentional losses there.
I'm like, yeah, we just needed to burn the cooldowns. That was worth 20 points, right? And sometimes I could even say that unironically. That's the best.
Yeah.
Yeah, for me, definitely my most look forward to squad using is STAP.
Yeah.
And then beyond that, just using Malgus with cheat code health levels is going to be really fun too.
Sure. Yep.
Just giving him tons of health. And then also watching the millions of people just hate life as they lose with Aphra doing things that they're used to doing. Fun. Like they're like, I could just delete whatever I want with Aphra, and then they just have the muscle memory and they go in and they're like, oh, Chaze was unkind this time.
Right.
Like the first week is always full of the, oh crap, I forgot about the Omicron or about the Datacron
Yep.
moments. And
Yep.
honestly, the more we get into the Datacron meta, I'm here for it. I like to watch people. I mean, it happens to me too. So I'm right
Right.
there with that. That's why it's so funny. I'm like, we're all just doing such stupid crap. It's awesome. I will say one of the funniest things, I put out my defense and offense videos
Yep.
today, and so someone commented. So I showed everyone on these videos this jank comp that that's what I'm calling it, of just like the Rey with the Inquisition
Oh,
lead.
yeah.
So then, you can just super boost Rey's numbers, her offensive numbers, and she'll just delete people.
Yep.
And it looks cool. But I'm like, I'm not gonna run it, guys. I don't really advise people to run it. Like, if you want to do it, here it is. But you should be at least be prepared that this is what you're gonna see sometimes across from you. And someone was like, I started off this video by hitting the like button before I did anything else. But after you showed that Rey team with Inquisition, I had to unlike it. Like they took away my like because I showed them a team that they might face. I was like, I mean, I don't care really. I was just like,
Right.
you felt the need to tell me this? I don't know. It was just fun. I'm sure there's a lot of times that people do that. They preload with a like and they're like, actually, that whatever he said was annoying. Well,
Right.
let's take it back. That's fine. I really, one like, give or take, that I don't, it was just like, it made me laugh. You are being informative, therefore, dislike.
And you know what the best part about that Inquisitor raid team is? I love it for the arena because it's gotten all the people that wanted to hit me that has never been in the top 50 before, but they have a JMK. It's gotten them to stop hitting me. But everyone that faces it in arena has learned that gas just beats it.
Which
And
one?
the Reva Inquisitors.
Oh, okay.
Like it's just beaten by gas. And I think actually Reva lead is going to make it even easier because they're going to hit a Deathmarked clone that is while gas is standing up and not hit gas. So it's going to be even easier in GAC. So I'd also advise you to not place that team. But
Interesting.
yeah. Yep.
It is fun. The theory of it is fun for sure.
Oh, it's a ton of fun and big numbers are fun. Like Rey goes into her first ult and you're like, God, this is going poorly. I just lost two characters. Rey goes into ult and comes out and kills all but one person on their team, and you're like, oh, okay. I'll take it.
You know what I find myself doing in Conquest? It like when I'm using, because typically Ray's just on defense for me. I love using her on offense, but I just use her on defense mostly because that's one of the few very reliable defensive teams. The AI plays reasonably well and predictably. But in Conquest, I use her for offense because she's required for a lot of different things. And what I find myself doing, I'm like, does this squad have, how much turn meter gain does this team have that I'm facing? Like, after I'm in the battle, I'm like, do they get a lot of turns? Is that because they're fast or because they're doing turn meter? Because I'm hoping she's ramping up. And sometimes it is turn meter. I'm like, yeah, just hit the delete button. And then sometimes she does her ult. And I'm like, you didn't even dat like you didn't even get through anyone's protection. Like, that was pathetic. Like, these guys are just like 700 speed each, I guess. But you know. Probably even more. That being said, I think it's about time we signed off so I can go partake in the Nuggets victory or defeat.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you everyone for joining us. Let's go Nugs.
Yeah, go
And
Nuggets.
yeah, we'll catch you all on the flip side.
Yeah, guys, you can be dicks this week. That's fine.
Can be evil too. Go for it. Do your thing.
Go nuts, guys. You have license.